Lauren Pilon plays roughly 20 instruments, maybe more. She's performed all over the world on a large variety of these instruments, some contemporary and some ancient ones like the flute and the hurdy-gurdy. To commemorate Women's History Month, Lauren is on tour performing Women in Music, Someone Will Remember Us. She'll play a concert at Bemidji State University on March 31st, and it's music written by or for women. And she's joining us over the phone this morning. Thank you for talking with us today, Lauren.
Well, good morning, and thank you.
Well, tell us about some of the instruments that you play.
Well, I do have a variety of very ancient and then very, very modern instruments. So I will be using lutes and hurdy-gurdy, psaltery and lyre and the stringed instruments. And then wind instruments, I have recorders and gemshorns, which are a medieval flute made out of the horns of cows. I also have a variety of double reed instruments, cornemuse and crumhorn, schreyer fife, a racket, and a shawm.
Wow.
And I have a couple of Irish instruments, penny whistles, and a concertina. And I have a variety of ocarinas. So there are a lot of different instruments. I also use an electric wind instrument and a MIDI pedal board, which is an instrument that I play with my feet. It's set up sort of like the pedals on an organ.
All right, I'm trying to imagine what a stage must look like with you up there and all those instruments.
I'm picturing Lauren on Ritalin is what I'm picturing. Lauren, what instruments do you play best? What are your original instruments?
Well, I started out playing the wind instruments, but I pretty quickly started working on lute and some of the other ancient instruments, and I also sing. So I do use the stringed instruments a lot these days as well so that I can accompany my voice.
What drew you to those old instruments?
When I was a senior in high school, I started listening to a lot of Renaissance and Baroque music. And so that really was my introduction to the recorders and to the lutes and to many of the early instruments. And I've just kind of spread out for many, many years since then in all directions with the different instrumentation.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Holland, Michigan.
Oh.
And I left right after college. I moved out to San Francisco. I worked with New York Recorder Workshop in San Francisco and worked with a Renaissance group out there. I moved up to Seattle and then up to Alaska for many, many years. Then I lived in Boulder, Colorado for a while. And now I'm in Red Wing, Minnesota, and I spend part of my time in Anchorage, Alaska.
Wow.
Lauren, we've got I've got some French Canadian musician friends out of Montreal. One of them is a hurdy-gurdy master, and that's not an instrument to be taken up lightly.
No, mine is, they probably play a more contemporary one, meaning 17th or 18th century. Mine is actually a very simple little instrument, the style that would have been popular in the 12th century.
Wow. How do you find music for instruments like the hurdy-gurdy?
Well, a lot of the music that I do is original music. So I am writing music for all of these ancient instruments. But I also do some historic music. I take a lot of liberties in the way that I arrange it, because one of my great interests is to kind of reflect some of the roots of music, but at the same time reflect our modern age. So even when I'm doing historical music, I'm not a purist about it. I am arranging it often with both ancient and modern instruments.
You know, you sent us a song about an eagle, and I would like to play just a little bit of that now. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
About the instrument?
About the instrument and the song. When I heard it, it was so eagle-like that it was really amazing.
Well, that's wonderful. It's actually an improvisation. The instrument is an eagle bone flute, and bone, human bones, animal bones have been used as musical instruments actually for thousands of years. And in Native American culture, eagle bone whistles and flutes that were made from leg bones and wing bones of eagles were traditionally played by women, and they were used to call the spirits. And so on both the recording and in my performance, it's always just a little improvisation on this little eagle bone flute. It has only three holes, but you can get a variety of sounds out of it.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that.
Eagle flying over water. Yeah, that's Eagle Flying Over Water, an improvisation by Lauren Pilon, a multi-instrumentalist and a lifelong student of ancient music. Lauren is going to play a concert at Bemidji State on March 31st. Lauren, tell us more about your Women in Music tour.
Well, this particular program, and I do it year-round, but I really feature it in March, which, of course, is National Women's History Month. And it celebrates music that's written by or for women. The music comes from all different countries and cultures, and then I use this variety of very ancient and very modern instruments, some of which were traditionally played by women and some of which were forbidden to women.
Wow.
So it has a real variety of different instrumentation and different styles of music.
And instruments forbidden to women, what might some of those have been?
Well, a good example of that would be the Kiowa courting flute that I have. And courting flutes have been a part of the musical traditions of many different Native American tribes, and their history can be traced back many, many years, 2,500 years. But these instruments in many of the Native American cultures were forbidden to women, and they were played traditionally by men. They were played as songs of courtship to women.
Do you ever get criticized for playing an instrument that you're not supposed to?
I have not, and I have been using this for many, many years. I have a variety of Native American flutes, and in the culture today, there are women that are playing these instruments. But I got my flute from the Kiowa culture when I was in Oklahoma touring many years ago.
Laura, describe the show as you're going to present it.
Well, this one is called, as we mentioned, Women in Music, Someone Will Remember Us. And so I will talk about the history of the different pieces that I'm playing, and also in terms of who they were written by and the purpose of it, and also I'll use the entire variety of musical instruments in the concert. So there will be about 20 different instruments, and I'll talk about the history of the instruments as well.
And what about voice? You almost describe your voice as an instrument. How do you use your voice, and what role does that play in your presentation?
Well, I do look at it as one of my many instruments, and I really love singing. So I would say over half, or maybe at least half, of the concert will be songs. And frequently, I should maybe mention that I do often play several different instruments in one song. And the way I do that is because I have this MIDI pedal board that I am able to play with my feet. And so at the same time, I can obviously use my hands and I can sing. So there will be some pieces. An example would be one that I'm doing called The Ballad of the Triangle Fire. And I'll use a lute guitar and pedal board and sing. And I also use a recorder in that song.
Wow, that's amazing.
I use several different instruments, and I can keep it going with my feet. I often use cello-type sounds, or it depends on the song, but in this particular one, Ballad of the Triangle Fire, I will use sort of a cello-like sound on the pedal board and keep it going while I'm playing the lute and pick up a recorder at one point.
You're a primitive but much more advanced version of the guy with the cymbal on his head and the horn under his arm and the washboard on his chest.
Well, I try to keep it a little smoother than that. But, yeah.
Right.
Wow, you must be amazingly coordinated.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but but I do love all the different sounds of the instruments, and so it's really enjoyable to include them in the program.
So the concert is next week. It's March 31st, which I believe is a Thursday night at Bemidji State, and it's at the Bangsburg Fine Arts Complex at Bemidji State. Lauren, thank you so much for telling us about it and taking the time to tell us about all these instruments this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Goodbye. That's Lauren Pellin, and if you want more information about that upcoming concert, you can give us a call at 800-662-5799. This conversation has been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. It's made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.
Lifting up my